A new report by the Data Quality Campaign, or the DQC, gives a detailed look at the work Arkansas has done in improving student achievement through the use of educational data. The Data Quality Campaign is a national, nonpartisan education advocacy group that produced a report titled Data for Action 2013. The report has been produced for 9 years and is a result of surveys that are distributed to the governor's office of each state. Executive Director of the Data Quality Campaign, Amy Gadara, says the report measures states on how they're collecting longitudinal data that tracks student progress and how they're transforming the data to make needed improvements in schools, as well as providing the right data to the right people at the right time in the right format. I talked to Amy Gadara, and she says that Arkansas and Delaware are the best examples of how states are using the data.
One of the things we're seeing is just an increasing number of states are now able to provide actionable data in the form of reports using aggregate level data. So right now, 46 states across the country are now reporting out aggregate level data. And these things include information such as high school feedback reports or college readiness indicators, so that the public at large can understand how well individual schools or school districts are preparing their children, their graduates, for the demands of the knowledge economy. But the other really important data point coming out of this survey this year that's pertinent to your listeners in Arkansas is that for the first time in the history of our survey, Arkansas is one of two states that has indicated that they are implementing all 10 of the Data Quality Campaign state actions to ensure effective data use. And this is just a great, great testament to the hard work and the consistent and strong leadership that's been so much a part and so much present of everything going on in Arkansas around the use of data. So Arkansas is to be commended. There's just been a lot of hard work that's gone on, and it's exciting to announce that Arkansas and Delaware are making such incredible progress that the rest of the country can learn from.
Gadara gives key findings on how Arkansas has taken the lead in effective data use.
So if you go to our website and look at the Arkansas data state profile, you can not only see the actions that Arkansas is taking to help make this data actionable and useful to parents and other stakeholders, but in addition, you can actually go through and look at some of the links that they provided to look at their college indicator report, to look at the directly to go to the Arkansas data portal that is so phenomenal in providing actionable information to people. And then in addition this year, which was something new and exciting, and you'll see this on the Arkansas State Profile as well, is that for the first time ever, we wanted to really get not just at the idea that states were providing these reports or getting information back into people's hands, but we wanted to have a focus on quality implementation. And so we conducted over five expert-led quality implementation rubrics were created on various teacher effectiveness and college readiness indicators. And the amazing piece on this as well is Arkansas came out at the top of five of those six rubrics as leading the country in terms of implementation of many of these data actions. So this is just great news about Arkansas and how Arkansas is making it a priority to change how data is used to inform decision-making, provide greater transparency, and to use data to really get better results across the state.
Gadara says that Arkansas has taken numerous actions to make data more effective. Some of the recommendations that Arkansas followed in the report include linking the state's kindergarten through 12th grade data systems with early learning, post-secondary, workforce, and other critical state agency data systems, create stable, sustained support for longitudinal data systems, develop structures to guide data collection and use, and proper placement of data for effective results. Gadara says all of the data can also be used by lawmakers, school administrators, and parents.
Well, that's a really powerful part of longitudinal data. It provides, for the first time, we didn't have this a decade ago, an opportunity for policymakers to really dive in to the data and look at growth and progress over time, but also to be able to link up certain interventions with what they cost, within the impact that those interventions had, whether it was a different curricula, if it was a different use of time, if it was a different set of academic standards, to then see what kinds of results were given. And a great example of that is high school feedback reports. Arkansas is able to connect up their post-secondary education data systems with their K-12 data systems. And so the state is able to then provide back to high schools a statement every year of this is where your graduates went into post-secondary education. Here's what percentage of them needed remediation. And when you think about the power of that, when you can then look at that and say, wow, how come all those kids that we gave A's and B's to in math needed to have, you know, half of them needed remediation when they got to post-secondary education? When you look at that as an administrator, it gives you the power to say, wow, we need to do something differently, and we need to look into this data, and obviously we're doing something, we're not aligned with the expectations in post-secondary Arkansas. But as a policymaker, as you mentioned, it also leads to richer conversations about how we're going to spend our time, our energy, our resources to make sure that we're investing in what works and that we're also making sure that we're disseminating best practices by being able to identify what those best practices are based on actual data rather than just by hunch or by anecdote.
And as a mother of two school-aged children, Gadara explains how the data can help her understand her children's needs and tells how it can help parents as well.
I want to know, are my kids, are they on track for success for the knowledge economy? And you, in the old days, you know, before we had these great data systems, I'd have to go into a school conference and the teacher would say, yep, your kids are doing A work or B work and they're on track. And now I can say, don't just tell me that, show me. Show me how my girls are doing compared to other kids in fourth grade, not only in the school, but in the district, in the state. And then show me what happens to kids after they leave our school district so that I have some kind of external view on this as well, that it's not just in a vacuum. Because one of the things that we also are finding is, you know, data points without context, without a broader meaning, without comparability, are really useless to stakeholders, especially to parents who are trying to make the right decisions for their kids. And the better that we can do at providing that actionable information that's quality, and when we say quality, it needs to be longitudinal information, it needs to be provided in a timely way, and it needs to be comparable and in context, or else it really isn't useful to somebody.
And that is Amy Gadara. The information collected by the report includes enrollment, attendance, demographic, and transcript data like courses and grades. Gadara says Arkansas will continue to lead the way, but the state needs to focus more on data literacy for parents and educators. The complete report can be found on their website, www.datacualitycampaign.org. Also, there will be a link on our website, kasu.org. under our news story that we'll have up on our website.